Here we go with some news and views from the perspective of an Englishman in rural Australia. Hi, I'm Kevin Harper, and this is the start of my weekend. It's the traditional Queen's Birthday long weekend here in Victoria, Australia. Normally it's a time for families to travel and meet friends and relatives. It's also the start of the snow season here in Victoria. But this is a Queen's Birthday long weekend with significant differences. We are under certain restrictions for COVID-19. Those restrictions are in place in restaurants, in gatherings, and in accommodation venues, and also for large gatherings outside. And this latter is having an effect on some of the planned Black Lives Matter campaigns and demonstrations throughout Australia. In Sydney, there has been a court ban on protesters gathering, and also in Melbourne, CBD, police and the health minister and the state premier have advised people not to matter. Police have warned that if people do gather and break the restrictions, they are each liable for fines of $1,600 for breaking those coronavirus restrictions on large groups. So it will be an interesting day. It's 10 o'clock in the morning as we record this first part of the podcast. We will see what happens later in the day, but I'm sure there will be developments stepping inside with those that are continuing in the United States. More has been encouraged by the president's lack of wisdom in the US by referring to Mr. Floyd looking down from heaven and being pleased with the reduction to 13% of the unemployment figures. So let's see how this day unfolds. Stay tuned. Breaking news, and there has been an overturning by the Court of Appeal in New South Wales of the Federal Court's decision to ban the Black Lives Matter rally in Sydney today, Saturday. A last-minute Court of Appeal overturning the decision by the Federal Court to ban the rally. So the rally will now go ahead in Sydney today. An update on the anti-racism event in Sydney. Two men have been charged after tens of thousands of people across New South Wales defied health warnings and protested against racism and Aboriginal deaths in custody. Backed by an 11th-hour Court of Appeal decision, some 20,000 people joined the largely peaceful Black Lives Matter march in central Sydney on Saturday. Protesters clashed briefly with police at Central Station after the main rally about 6 p.m. and pepper spray, known elsewhere as capsicum spray, was deployed by officers. And across over in Britain, there are moves by the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, to relax rules on outside dining and weddings. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is planning to relax rules on outside dining and weddings, as well as speeding up government investment plans in a bid to limit the economic damage from the coronavirus. The Sunday Times said that Johnson wanted to relax planning restrictions that stop many pubs, cafes and restaurants from using outside areas, and to also make it legal to hold weddings outside. This is something that in the UK is currently limited to members of the Jewish and Quaker communities. Indoor weddings and funerals with up to 10 people attending would also be permitted from early July, while places of worship would be allowed to reopen for private prayer from June the 15th, as part of plans he will be announcing in the coming week, the Times newspaper said. Boris wants us back to normal, or near to normal as possible, before the summer, the newspaper quoted a senior source saying, adding the Prime Minister was concerned about forecasts of a sharp rise in unemployment. Sunday morning in Australia, and we can report that overall the protests and rallies have been quite peaceful in most of the major cities. The police used some spray on the protesters at Central Station in Sydney, but that was after a day of peaceful protesting. Here locally in Ballarat, times of silence were kept
The Aboriginal smoking ceremony was observed, and three senior police officers knelt in solidarity with the crowd that had gathered in Camp Street at John Deaking Place. Over in London, our correspondents report that riot police were deployed shortly after one of the army officers there had had his afternoon cup of tea. One police officer was knocked from her horse. Her horse bolted after demonstrators started throwing objects at the mounted police. The horse is unharmed. The officer was kept in hospital overnight, but her injuries are not thought to be serious. The horse made its own way back to its stables. Reports that demonstrators were trampled on are described as exaggerated, with only one person being known to have been knocked to the ground by that startled horse. And that happened in Whitehall, just outside the gates for 10 Downing Street, where the protesters had become agitated at the end of the day.
Locally here in Ballarat, the local paper The Courier reports that the Ballarat Black Lives Matter protests brought hundreds together in solidarity. In the wake of worldwide protests supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, hundreds of Ballarat community members came together to show their support for people of colour. Organised by the Ballarat Allies group, the protest at Alfred Deakin Place on Saturday aimed to shine a light on the ongoing issues of high proportions of black deaths in custody. An event spokesman said that the protest went better than he could have expected and praised community members who were in attendance, those for taking the first step in making a difference. "I'm more than pleased with how it went," he said. "It's amazing to see the amount of people that showed up and showed their support for something that's happening in our community and has been happening for a long time. Protests like this," he continued, "help people open up and learn more about their community. These issues have gone on unquestioned and unanswered and bubbling up to the surface." The event featured an Indigenous smoke ceremony, as well as a number of songs and speeches from members of the community, although most of the event was held in silence. The spokesperson said the form of protest allowed people to reflect on their own feelings about the issue without fear of attack. He said, "We wanted this event to be silent so people who have struggled with these issues could reflect with those around them without fear of persecution from others." Members of the police were visible for much of the protest, making sure that everything proceeded in a safe manner. During the smoking ceremony, three police members moved forward and participated, taking a knee in front of the fire that was burning there to show a sign of solidarity. This was met with applause from those in attendance, as well as tears of some members of the community. The spokesperson said that the act was very important and thanked the members for stepping forward. "It meant a lot. That's exactly what we're looking for," he continued. "We're looking for the police to unite with us. We're looking for the police to show the support to what has been a battle for many and for a long time. To see them kneeling next to the smoke ceremony showed exactly what the community has been looking and asking for." Ballarat Police Inspector Dan Davidson attended the protest and said he was pleased with how it went. He said, "From my perspective, it was a safely exercised protest, and we respect the rights of anyone to protest peacefully and lawfully," he said. "It appeared as though everyone was trying their best. As far as social distancing went, we had no arrests or calls to speak to anyone in terms of any wrongdoing. Our stance from the very get-go was to provide whatever support we could to the organisers of the rally, to make sure we had a peaceful rally and to make sure there was no impact on the broader community." In terms of others in attendance, the spokesperson praised Councillor Belinda Coates for her showing and support at the event. However, he added that he would like to have seen more from other members of the City of Ballarat Council. "I love to see more councillors here, and I think we should have had some support. We've had support from people like Belinda Coates," she was here today, "as well from Julia Anderson," the local member, "and Daniel Andrews online." Councillor Coates said she thought the event was very encouraging in terms of the number of passionate participants who were there. It was really moving to see the community come together in such a large way, and members just to with a few days' notice, she added. It's incredibly important that the momentum keeps going, that we have more events like this. We want to bring more people to the table and have more discussions about the barriers some people face because of race. And that's part of a report from the Barat Courier, published on Sunday, the 7th of June. Here in Australia, it's fast approaching the time for afternoon tea. It's been a dull Sunday. There's still a slight chance of a shower this evening. The outside temperature is 8.3 degrees Celsius with a feels-like temperature of 3.8. There is good news for tomorrow. That minus one overnight low has now been lifted all the way to 1 degree C. However, we still have a minus 1 degree overnight low forecast for Tuesday. But sunny days, 11 tomorrow and 11 again on Tuesday, with some sun, frost, and then sunny. So stay tuned, we'll bring you the rest of the weekend news.